Matthew chapter 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Wonder why. And when the tempter, that's Satan, came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." So Satan is going to tempt Jesus three times. And in 1 John 2:16, we will see that there are three kinds of sins. There's the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eyes. Satan is going to tempt Jesus in these three ways. Just like Eve was tempted by Satan in the beginning in those three ways. Let's just go back real quick to that. Yeah, in Genesis 3, verse 6, this is when Satan is tempting Eve to sin, to eat of the fruit that they're not supposed to eat of. She says, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took some of its fruit." So there's your lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So Satan's doing the same thing with Jesus here. So he's tempting him, first of all, with the lust of the flesh, because Jesus is very hungry after having fasted for 40 days. So he says, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." I mean, how easy would that have been for Jesus to do? But he's not going to, because Satan told him to. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." And that's from Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. Every time he replies to Satan, he says, "It is written." And that's such a good way for us as Christians today to answer questions or to stop temptation. Book, chapter, and verse is usually what I say. Book, chapter, and verse. Of course, you have to be careful that you don't take the book, chapter, and verse out of context. "Then the devil took him up into the holy city," so that'd be Jerusalem, "and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone.'" Even Satan knows the Old Testament. He's quoting from Psalm 91, 11, and 12. I'm not sure that he's keeping it in its context, but he does know it. And then Jesus, again, replies, "It is written." And he's quoting from Deuteronomy 6:16. "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again, so the third time, again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get away from here, Satan, for it is written," and he's quoting from Deuteronomy 6:13, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. So Satan came to Jesus, tempted him in the three ways that we are tempted: lust of the flesh, pride of life, and the lust of the eyes. And each time, Jesus' response was to use God's word. "It is written. This is what God said. I don't care what your temptation is, Satan. I'm going to do what God says." Good lesson for us today. Now, when Jesus heard that John had been cast into prison, he's talking about John the Baptist, he departed from Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is on the sea coast in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, and this is from Isaiah 9:1-2 and 42:7, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness saw great light. And to those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has sprung up. So Jesus is going to start his ministry now, his 3.5 year ministry. And so this would be in AD 26. And I believe that this is when Jesus turned 30 years old. So at 30 years old, in AD 26, he started his 3.5 year ministry. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," or "Repent, for the church is coming." And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. You know, for a long time, I couldn't figure out why in the world would these two guys just drop everything and immediately follow this man named Jesus. That just doesn't make sense. But then I realized they knew who Jesus was. These men had heard Jesus preaching. They saw his miracles. So it wasn't like they just didn't have any idea who this guy was. They knew who he was. And apparently they believed in him. So when he asked them to become his disciples, his followers, they agreed right away. There was just no question. You can read about them hearing Jesus preaching and seeing miracles in Luke 5:1-11. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and immediately they left the ship and their father and followed him. So this is Jesus calling his first four apostles. And all four of them immediately left their current lives and followed Jesus because they believed, not because they were idiots following a total stranger. They knew who Jesus was. They believed him to be the Son of God. And so they left their lives and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, which is the church, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought to him all sick people who were taken with various diseases and torments, and those who were possessed with demons, and those who were insane, and those who were paralyzed, and he healed them. And there great multitudes of people followed him from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond the Jordan. So Jesus is becoming very widely well known at this point. Now, is it necessarily because of what he's preaching? Or is it because he's performing miracles and people are very interested in miracles and being healed of whatever ailment they have? Don't know. There's probably some of both. And that is the end of Matthew chapter 4.